Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mel Kiper has been breaking down the draft longer than anybody. Respected analyst when it comes to not only his opinion, his scouting acumen, but he's a guy that knows people all around the league, has a pretty good beat on what teams are thinking. This is what Mel Kiper had to say about Michigan quarterback J.J. McCarthy, who is climbing draft boards. We've talked about this, Danny.
That's right. Yeah.
When were we in Ashburn? I said
couple
about
weeks
3 weeks ago he's going to go in the top 10. And my reason for that was, as much as I was surprised, I kept hearing whenever I asked people that are with teams around football, the guy that no one is talking enough about is J.J. McCarthy. He will not get past Minnesota at 12. I'm trying to think of some of the other teams in that range they were kind of linking him to. But the idea was when he sits down and meets with teams, they'll fall in love with him. It's like when your kid has a friend from school that comes over and you're like super impressed. You're just like, man, well-raised, please and thank you.
Be more like Michael, yeah.
That's what was going to happen, right? As people watched his film, they were going to see there's probably more meat on this bone than we thought. He wasn't asked to do a whole lot.
You can get through it quickly because there aren't that many pass attempts.
Dominant run game, really good defense, didn't ever really have to be special. But in games where he needed to throw it or put up big numbers, he generally did, and they still won. But listen to what Mel Kiper had to say about J.J. McCarthy on ESPN today.
I think Caleb won. Let's eliminate any discussion about Jaden maybe overtaking Caleb. I don't think that's happening. Jaden settles in two. Drake May, J.J. McCarthy is a battle. I think that's legitimate. I'm talking this morning to people before the show, and all I hear is J.J. McCarthy.
Wow.
J.J. McCarthy is so smart, so tough, athletic. He almost, because of what he was protected in doing, because they didn't let him carry the offense, has benefited from that because it adds some mystery to it. He's kind of old school. Quarterback, you know, didn't have been throw it 40, 50 times. It wasn't on him just throwing all these bubble screens and all over the place. Bottom line is J.J. McCarthy could overtake Drake May. Could possibly. Yeah. Oh, it looks like field. I am 12 to Denver. People look say he's going to top 10. Somebody maybe Jim Harbaugh trades off of 5. You guys were talking about a trade field, I know, with the Chargers, right? And others were talking about a trade, Jordan Reed. Maybe they do. Maybe Jim allows somebody to jump up and get his quarterback.
Kiper today suggesting J.J. McCarthy is being taken back into the top 5. So a couple of notable items there. Number one, he's got Williams and then Jaden Daniels. And then the conversation begins for him, kind of best of the rest at 3. And that's where he's saying, this is one guy's opinion, but he's got McCarthy closing in on Drake May, and he thinks it's possible that McCarthy's the 3rd quarterback taken. It's always funny that there are no games being played and the conversation
guys are moving up and down,
changes and changes. I understand that you're poking, you're prodding, you're evaluating, you're meeting with. So I don't have as big a problem with the rankings changing because there is more information constantly coming in. But what do you make of that? Here we are, Danny. It's March 8th. We are about a month and a half away from the NFL draft. And Mel Kiper is saying, not just his opinion, but like based on what he's hearing, there is a chance J.J. McCarthy is creeping into the top 5 now.
I think it's happening. I really do. Maybe not top five, but he's not getting out of the first 10. I think that's a lock. Yeah.
My bigger question now is, I don't want to go hard in the paint. I guess it doesn't really matter if I'm wrong. But I feel like he's going to go 4th overall.
Is that assuming Arizona makes a move?
Yes. I think it's going to go Caleb Williams 1, Commanders pick between the two guys we've been talking about forever, Daniels and May.
Then the other guy goes 3.
Other guy goes 3 to the Patriots. And then the Cardinals trade out a 4, and one of the teams, Denver, Minnesota, whoever they are, Atlanta, comes up to four and takes McCarthy. And I think for the first time ever, we go quarterback, 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 quarterback in the first four picks.
That would be something. But to me, it's, you know, depends on what Atlanta likes at eight. If they're in the Kirk Cousins business, or, you know, they could trade up, trade out of that spot. Someone else could move in. Denver's a candidate now, especially with the Russell Wilson news finalized. They could be frisky and move up. I still think the Giants are taking a QB. He could go there at six.
You do?
I still do, yeah.
See, I don't see that.
I think they can get out of Jones after this year, and so I think they're going to start doing that.
Would you sit a quarterback for a year?
I don't know that they'd love doing that, but I think they're kind of looking. They may not have another opportunity like this, picking where they are.
If you took McCarthy at six, I think you could probably sit him for at least half the year.
Yeah, because you've got so much money in Jones and – you know,
but if you had to move up to four to get him, there's no way you would.
Then then that's more complicated. But so I'm just looking at spots where I think he could go, right? And now you're we could start picking off a bunch of them. I don't think Arizona's taking a quarterback, so they could very well move back. Someone jumps in there to do your four in a row scenario, right?
What about Vegas? The Raiders come up from 13 to four.
It's another one.
That'd be a hell of a haul for Arizona, by the way. Monty Austin Ford, their general manager, would be, I don't know if he could do a cartwheel, but he'd be doing a jig and a cartwheel in the war room at that point, move back nine spots. You're getting a nice return, a few first-round picks in the future. But those are the teams I'm thinking. It's that run of 11, 12, 13, Minnesota, Denver, and Vegas. One of them. Now, Atlanta, to your point, could absolutely be that team. I just think the Falcons end up with Cousins or Fields. That, to me, that's a ready-made club for a veteran
for somebody.
Quarterback that can compete under Raheem Morris.
I'm with you. Yeah, because defensively they're sneaky good. Nobody gave them credit for it. They got nice pieces. They are a veteran signal caller away. I mean, if they'd have to morph things for Fields, but they should be in the market for both of those guys. Fields and Cousins.
You're a Fields guy. You got to be surprised the market for him is minuscule at this point.
I'm not. Because it's going to require maybe more than you'd want to give up, and you're basically going, I have to give up a pretty high draft pick to then figure out if I'm going to have to pay this guy a boatload. I've kind of missed the excellent window. So, like, to me, somebody in the late teens, I don't know if there's a great fit. Yeah, like a Seattle should maybe do it.
Geno said they're going to roll with him.
You know, like, I'm trying to think of another good example. Like, if it didn't work out in Tampa with Baker Mayfield, they're the type of team that should be doing it. But it's a bit of an experiment, and you don't get a lot of years of benefit. Now, if he's great, you don't worry about it. But I don't know that he'd be great right away.
Here's the J.J. McCarthy question I want to ask. If we find out, hypothetically, that one of the teams that really, really has liked and is enamored with and falls in love with him is Washington, and I think two is way too rich. So I don't even know if that's realistic to suggest that they would take him over Daniels or over May. But let's find out that, or let's suggest that, you know, let's say we find out that they are toying with moving back a couple picks because they think they could still get him. Like, they feel like as long as we're in the top four, we can get McCarthy and pick something up that helps. Is that something that you guys could be okay with? Because the perception is that Drake May and Jaden Daniels are the two players that have the highest ceilings. Those are the special prospects that are in the top tier, so to speak, and that McCarthy was a game manager at Michigan in college is not on that level. Is that something with a GM that you trust, Adam Peters and Lance Newmark calling the shots, that you could get behind? Moving back a pick or two and finding out maybe they really like McCarthy mm-hmm. and that they would add probably a future first, maybe a second or third or both, this year, something like that.
Yeah, like, I'm not enthused about McCarthy. I'm also not a scout, just somebody that watched some college football like you guys do. It's not what I would do, but that doesn't matter to me. The thing that I care about is when this draft is over, it's Harris, it's Peters, it's Dan Quinn, it's whoever else you want to put on that podium, and the new kid quarterback. Whoever they like, I want that. I want to not mess around. I don't want to kick the can down the road Rivera style. I want the dude that they're telling me is the franchise guy. I want to give him every chance to succeed for 2+ years. If he's not the dude, let's do this again in 2 years, 3 years.
So you'd sign off then on moving back two picks and taking McCarthy?
Yeah. And I'm going, oh, okay, you better be right. You better hope that Drake May isn't that dude, or you better hope that, you know, Jaden Daniels isn't crushing people and that the guy that you picked is better. But it's on paper, that's pretty smart, right? I mean, you're adding picks. You're adding to already a pretty, giant net that you can cast to improve your roster, that you end up with a young signal caller and more picks. That's pretty good to me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.